Chagai Perek Beis Pasuk Yud Dalet, to quote Eddie Murphy, aha! So Chagai has asked a couple of questions to the Kohanim. According to Rav, they got them wrong. According to Shmuel, they got them right. But aha, vayan Chagai vayomer. So Chagai answered, Chagai responded, spoke up, and said, Kein ha om hazeh, so is this people, v'chein ha-goy hazeh lefonai. And so is this nation before me, Ne'um Hashem, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'chein kol ma'aseh yideihem. And so too all of their handiwork. V'asher yakrivu sham tamehu. What they offer there is going to be tameh. They failed the b'china. Instant results. You got it wrong, Zucht Rav and Zucht Rashi as well. If they don't, in lo yitnu libam lilmod, if they don't learn the rules, they're going to get it wrong. And just as the Kohanim erred, the people have erred. What are you doing? The entire nation. If you don't know the halachas of Tumah, you're ignorant of many of the other laws of the Torah. So everything you sacrifice on the Mizbeach is going to be Tumah if you don't stop and learn. Now, according to Shmuel, Chagai was saying, because your deeds are corrupted, so your karbanos are going to be considered tameh because you haven't worked out everything else in your lives that you're doing wrong. Delaying the construction of the Beis HaMikdash, like Radak, according to Shmuel, you haven't shown any concern for Kavod Hashem. So I'm going to consider the karbanos to be tameh because of what's really going on in your hearts and how long you took before you started doing this. Gemara in Psachim, Rashi says, it's a prediction of the future. Days are going to come when people are going to be very corrupt, and then God will regard them as if they were tameh. So either that's a description of things how they are, or a description of how things will be, or a description of what's really going on. But either way, it's not exactly a positive test. And now, dedicate your hearts. Consider the situation from this day and before. Miterem sum even el even beheichal Hashem. Before you even remotely put a stone upon another stone in the Heichal, in the Beis HaMikdash, all the years that have passed, consider what you did before you built the Beis HaMikdash, before you started putting stones for the foundation. Which foundation? So Ma'ari Cross says the foundation laid 18 years ago, back when Koresh first allowed the beginning of the construction. Think about what you have done and not accomplished. When they would come to a grain heap of what should have been 20 measures, but instead there was only 10. Get yourselves involved in building the Beis HaMikdash, because until now your crops have been cursed. Remember, we said at the beginning that the crops have been yielding far less than they figured they were supposed to. You thought it was going to be 20 and it was only 10, but you never stopped to think, why is that? Boil hayekev lach sof chamishim pura. You came to the wine press to draw out 50 measures from the pit. B'haysa esrim, and you only got 20. So the first one, you had 20 and you only got 10. You expected 20 and you only got 10. This time you expected 50 and you only got 20. So it's interesting that the measurements are different. It's more of a curse. It's 3/5, to quote a very famous fraction in American history, instead of 1/2. The majority, 60%, instead of 50%. So Avos Rabbi Nassan says, because curses can be worse in wine than grain, sometimes because you overestimate what it's going to be. So you thought you were going to get more, and instead you got even less than what you were guesstimating when you did that. Yudzayin hi kesi eschem bashidofonu vayirakonu vaborod. This is a phrase we have heard before. I smote you with the blast, shidofon, with blight. Yerakon, blight, yellowing, uvaborod, and with hail. So these are all terrible things for crops, even though we are not farmers. We know that when it's too hot and there's no rain and everything is heat blasted and then there's hail, that can't be good for the yield. Eis kol ma'aseh yideichem. All of the works of your hands, all of your handiwork. So we can understand that when you work and work and work and think you're going to have a very big paycheck, and then all of a sudden you found out that New York State taxes have gone up because Mayor Mamdani and local hokel have decided they need to take our money away to soak the rich. And you come back with less than 20 measures out of your 50, and you're upset. Everything you've done has been blighted. Ve'ein eschem elayin umashem. And how come, or not how come, and yet you are still not returning to me. So you saw the consequences. You saw what happens. You cannot be brought close to me. You have done despicable things. So therefore, yilches simon alavavchem min hayom azev amola. So set your heart to consider from this day forward, miyom esrin varbo alat tishii, very specific, from the 24th day of Kislev, lemin hayom asher yusad heichal Hashem simu levavchem, from the day when the foundations of the Beis Hamikdash were laid, set your heart to consider. Think about what you're doing. Yates ha'odz hazera b'amagura. Is there any more seeds left in the silo? This is the curse. You got any seeds left? You got anything to plant? You planted everything, and it all got ruined by the curse of God, which means there was a message there. V'ad ha'gefen v'hateino v'harimon, and the grapevine, and the fig tree, and the pomegranate tree, v'eitz hazayis, and the olive tree, lo nasa. They have not borne their fruit. You notice that? Min hayom hazeh avoreich. But from this day onward, I will provide brucha. Brucha v'hatzlucha. Good things are about to happen if you do what you're being told, because you resume reconstructing the Beis HaMikdash, says Radak. So Radak says this is actually not so much on your additional sins. He's saying that you stalled in rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash, but now bracha is going to commence because you have finally done the right thing and you're building the Beis HaMikdash. Can we build it? Yes, we can.